street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 74 at WRCT, with new music from 311. Here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. These are the El Capris to take us to news time. Okay, wait a minute. Brian points out on Facebook that I said what was the gentleman's name from Ethiopia? Tamarat Tola set an Olympic record. He ran 26 miles in 2 hours and 6 minutes and 26 seconds. Not 2 minutes. I'm so sorry. That was idiotic, even by this show's standards. Yes, 2 hours, 6 minutes, and 26 seconds is the new Olympic record in the men's marathon. Tamarat Tola winning the gold medal. He's from Ethiopia. 2 hours, not 2 minutes, 2 hours. A 2-minute marathon, you have to admit, would win a gold medal. That would be very impressive and also break the sound barrier. Two hours, 6 minutes, 26 seconds is the Olympic record, not 2 minutes. The people responsible are going to be taken outside and shot. Who, me? I'd like to pretend that I say these stupid things just to make sure people are listening, but I'm actually that stupid. News is next. Speaking of things that have been stupid lately, you're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport, where the mistakes roll on. I'm Jay Thurber. You can send your complaints to jthurbershow.com. Here's the news. It's 1 o'clock.
Feature story news in San Francisco. I'm Ira Spitzer. A plane carrying 61 people has crashed in Brazil, killing everyone on board, according to Brazilian authorities. The small twin-engine aircraft, operated by the Brazilian carrier Voepass, took off from Cascavel, Brazil, and crashed in the city of Vinhedo near Sao Paulo, its intended destination. The plane landed in a residential area, but no one on the ground suffered injuries. Brazilian President Lula da Silva has held a minute of silence for the victims at an event he was attending. Officials haven't released any information yet about the possible cause of the incident. A third person has been arrested in connection with a plot to carry out a terror attack at Taylor Swift's concerts in Austria. Security officials say they have detained a 19-year-old who is planning to kill a large crowd of concertgoers in Vienna. FSN's U.S. correspondent Nick Harper reports.
The suicide attack appears to be linked to the Islamic State group. The latest teenager arrested in Austria had previously pledged allegiance to it. The plan was to use explosives and knives to kill as many people as possible at the concerts in the capital, Vienna, with the possibility of them also using a car to drive into the crowd outside the venue. Taylor Swift's three concerts in the country have all now been cancelled, although her five London dates are still set to go ahead as planned.
Newly released footage from police in the United States has revealed moments of frustration, chaos, and miscommunication surrounding the assassination attempt on Donald Trump last month. The former U.S. president was nicked by a bullet in the shooting, which killed one person and injured two others at a campaign rally in Pennsylvania. FSN's Benji Heyer reports from Washington.
Weeks on from a day that almost changed history, fresh body camera video which shows the seconds right before and in the immediate aftermath of the attack, including when one officer comes almost face to face with the suspect lying on a rooftop.
It's close, bro. Dude, he turned around on me. He's straight up. He's laying down. He's on our next building over.
In another clip, a local policeman is heard angrily saying that he'd asked the Secret Service days prior to secure the building in question from where the gunman opened fire. The head of the protection agency has since resigned after what she called the most significant operational failure in decades.
A new report has revealed migrant shelters in the U.S. are seeing far fewer new arrivals following the government's action to limit asylum claims. Immigration is an issue that has become highly politicized ahead of the presidential election. From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN.
Look at pictures on the radio. It doesn't ruin your vision like a TV show.
Practice yoga on the ground
or get up and walk around.
You can do it when you're listening to the radio. You can shave or wash your hair while our show is on the air. You can cook up a fondue and we'd still be coming through. You can stay in bed and you'll find we don't care at all, just as long as you keep listening to the radio. Say we're smoking reefer on the radio while we're really eating cookies and you never know.
We could tell you we look great when we're really overweight.
You can get away with so much on the radio.
Call, tell them what you look like on the radio, cause if they never see you then they'll never know.
Doesn't matter if you're acne,
cause they'll never know exactly
what you look like when they listen to the radio. R-A-D-I-O.
Not television.
R-A-D-I-O.
Wearing blenders.
R-A-D-I-O.
Or vacuum cleaners.
R-A-D-I-O.
You get the picture?
R-A-D-I-O. Thank you, Marconi.
Every time I think that I'm the only one.
she cuffed is as sweet as the punch. When big desire is the fire in the eyes of chicks whose sickness is the games they play. And when the masqueraders play, the neighbor folks make jokes at who is most to blame today. And then along comes Mary. And does she want to set them free or let them see reality from where she comes?
With the association here in the 1 o'clock hour, 107, much more music time. Here's Diane Renee. Drifters on Radio 9 at 1:13. Much more music time. Next week we'll be at International Village here in McKeesport Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I don't know that we'll be hearing this song, but maybe we should. It's Frank Ifield practicing his German.
I remember you. Ich denk nur an dich bei Tag und Nacht. Denk nur immer an dich.
Easy for you to say.
I remember you. Schenk mir doch ein wenig Zärtlichkeit. Sag mir, ich hab dich lieb. Lass mich doch nicht immer so allein. Ich brauche dich und will nur glücklich sein. I remember you. Wann hast du für mich denn einmal Zeit? Ich komme zu dir. Wenn du es heute noch verlangst von mir, lasse mich nicht immer so allein. Ich brauche dich und will nur glücklich sein.
Truly is German. It's the language of love, isn't it?
Jay Thurber!
You know, you might want to get an MRI of your brain.
Oh, I had one and I couldn't find nothing.
More music now!
And the Magnificent! I'm back with the shock of a song, bones, most thundering, stormy, sound of soul!
Work it.
Dave and Ansel Collins here on Radio 9, and this is the Guess Who. We're going to check weather for you in just a couple of minutes. 73 degrees right now outside our full-time forecast studio in downtown McKeesport. Sounds like a good afternoon for me to go home and cut the grass. Well, there's always a downside, isn't there?
Says here, I would be very grateful if you would kiss my fish. Man wants me to kiss his fish. I don't understand. All right, I kiss his fish. Wait a minute, there's a P.S. here. It says, P.S. I bet my buddies I could get the Wolfman to kiss my bass on the radio. Hey, wait a minute.
What's on your mind? We'd really like to hear.
Captain Jack from Munhall called 412-385-7450. He wants to hear Louie Louie. You say him, we play him on the Big 900. New music coming your way next. We're also going to check your full-time forecast. request. Those were the Kingsmen on Radio 9. At 1:25 chime time, new music from Detroit's own Shadow Show coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. There's a Dateline Bozeman, Montana, where former President Donald Trump, do you remember him? We haven't heard much about him recently. Anyways, former President Donald Trump visited Montana State University, and apparently whoever was running the soundboard for the former president was not a fan. Before former President Trump got on stage, whoever was running the soundboard played Send In the Clowns. And then as he was coming on stage, they played the theme song from the movie Titanic. But that's okay, because a story in the local newspaper reports that former President Trump still owes Bozeman, Montana, something like $18,000 from the last time he held a rally. No, excuse me. I'm low on that. That's a total of $58,000 to various communities in Montana. Mr. Trump owes for his previous rallies that he has not paid nationwide, according to a 2019 report. The former president owes $840,000, and the Daily Montanan, headlining its story, when Trump comes to town, he brings excitement and leaves unpaid bills. Send In the Clowns. That should be the theme to this show. But actually what they played for the former president last night in Bozeman, Montana. Manesson holding a community flea market Saturday, September 7th from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Rain or shine. Proceeds benefit programs at the Manesson Civic Center. The flea market will be at the corner of Donner Avenue and 5th Street. It is a bring-your-own-table event. Food vendors are welcome, but all food vendors must provide copies of up-to-date vehicle licenses, certificates of insurance, and Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture registration. Event registration forms may be downloaded from the City of Manesson website, cityofmanesson.com, also available at City Hall, 575 Donner Avenue. All registration forms must be submitted before Friday, August 30th. For more information, 724-396-9592 for more information there. Send In the Clowns. Support for 88.3 WRCT comes in part from Attic Records in Millvale. Attic Records is open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, and hip-hop. Attic Records is independently owned and operated. They purchase used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. Attic Records is located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. For more information, call 412-821-8484 or visit atticrecordstoreinc.com. And if you or your organization are interested in underwriting on 88.3 WRCT, email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Everybody talks about the weather. Is it gonna be cold or hot? And it's undeniable. Radio is reliable to hear what the weatherman puts. Believe it or not.
Whatever else you want to say about the former president, however, he probably knows that you can't run a marathon in 2 minutes, unlike me. Sunny skies this afternoon with a high near 78. That doesn't mean I can run a marathon, and I can't run a marathon at all. I would have trouble walking a marathon. I can go to the marathon and get a little Debbie, maybe. Mostly clear overnight with a low of 57. Sunny on Sunday with a high near 80. Mostly clear on Sunday night, low 58. Sunny on Monday with a high near 81. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 80. And then on Wednesday, sunny skies with a high near 84 degrees. Right now, just ahead of many more mistakes on the Jay Thurber Show, 74 in Washington County, 77 WABC degrees in Beaver County, 72 in Butler. It's 75 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport. And street level at the corner of Forbes and Moorwood in Oakland, 74 at WRCT. With new music from Shadow Show.
Yeah,
called Fantasy Now. The group is called Shadow Show. They are from Detroit. They're currently on tour. I'm Jay Thurber, and nobody wants me anyways. We did tour Port Clinton, Ohio last week, and people were like, hey, aren't you... And I was like, oh, I was being recognized even outside of Pittsburgh. I'm being recognized. He's like, hey, aren't you the guy who parked in front of that fire hydrant? I was like, can't win for losing. 88.3 WIRCT, Pittsburgh, and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. I'm Jay Thurber. It's 1:33. We're at the halfway point, and these are the Beatles.
song, better known for the version that Terry Stafford did. Song was originally offered to Elvis. He didn't like it. Terry Stafford had a big hit with it, and then Elvis was like, oh, I should have done that song. So he did, and yeah.
We have all the flowers. Why are you singing so slow, Johnny Rivers? I put you on 33 and a third, but for some reason you're on first 45. So why are you not singing at the right speed is the question. So let's put you back where you're supposed to be there.
We have all the flowers gone.
We have all.
Con in Monroeville, which runs through tomorrow. And up on Facebook at Jay Thurber Show, you can see a picture of two very funny people, Thomas Lennon and Weird Al Yankovic, who apparently are out there at Steel City Con. And Lennon's in his Reno 911 uniform. He's boot goofing and shaking hands with Weird Al Yankovic. So that's kind of fun to see them. Speaking of Weird Al, yesterday was National Polka Day, and you know what that means. Coming up right after this message.
8 out of 10 child safety seats are not used properly. Is yours? Find the answer at drivesafepa.org.
Yesterday was National Polka Day. Weird Al has a new single out, and this is what it sounds like. Coming up next, we'll try to get the time correct and the new record set in the men's marathon. 2 hours, not 2 minutes, 2 hours on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. More news coming up for you at 2 o'clock. It is 1:53. Much more music time. We've got new music from Winnetka Bowling League after we check your sports and weather. Coming up at 3 o'clock, over most of these same frequently frequented frequencies, you know, everything just seems to move so fast these days. Social media, the news, my hair falling out. Sometimes you just want to slow things down and relax and ease in to your afternoon. And that's exactly what Eric O'Brien does with you every Saturday from 3 until 5 p.m. with Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien blends instrumental versions of songs that everybody knows with occasional pop standards and then mixes that with odd and interesting facts. So if there's too much noise in your world, why not tune in Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy Saturday afternoons from 3 until 5 right here in our stage, 88.3 WRCT, Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, and Tube City Online Radio, the new sound of the Mon Valley.
Your front row.
The secret that we've kept from you for all of these years on the radio is that I don't know anything about sports. And also, I'm kind of an idiot. And I don't really start preparing the sportscast until, like, right before the show starts. I don't know if anybody has ever noticed that or not, but I'm confessing it to you now. So the Pittsburgh Pirates opened a series last night with the Los Angeles Dodgers, and they continued their losing streak. They lost 9-5 to the LA Dodgers at Dodger Stadium. It's the Bucks and Dodgers again today. Game time is 9:10 our time. Paul Skeens expected to get the call to the mound for the Buccos. River Ryan for the LA Dodgers. Elsewhere in the world of Major League Baseball, Rockies over the Braves 6-5, Giants over the Tigers 3-2, the Mariners blanked the Mets 6-0, Diamondbacks over the Phillies 3-2, and the Astros beat the Red Sox 8-4. In preseason football last night, C.J. Stroud threw a touchdown pass to Tank Dell to help the Houston Texans beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 20-12. Justin Fields played three series for the Steelers. He finished 5 of 6 for 67 yards, but he also was sacked twice and fumbled two exchanges. At the Paris Olympics, and here's where he got in trouble in the last hour, Ethiopian runner Tamarat Tola set an Olympic record running 26.2 miles in 2 hours, 6 minutes, and 26 seconds. I think we got that right. To win the men's marathon on Saturday, Bashir Abdi and Benson Kipruto joined him on the podium, while the defending champion Eliud Kipchoge dropped out. In men's soccer, striker Sergio Camello scored twice in extra time, and Spain held off a comeback from France to win the gold medal Friday in Paris 5-3. Brianna Stewart scored 16 points, and the U.S. women's basketball team extended its Olympic record winning streak to 60 with a win over Australia on Friday. The Americans will play France in the women's basketball finale tomorrow in Paris. Think we got through that okay. Now I'll probably screw up the weather. Sunny skies this afternoon with a high near 78, mostly clear overnight with a low of 57. Sunny on Sunday with a high near 80. Monday, sunny, high near 81. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 80. And then on Wednesday, sunny skies with a high near 84. Should be nice weather for International Village and McKeesport next week, so we hope you'll come out and see us. 74 in Washington County, 75 in Beaver County. It is 72 in Butler, 75 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. 75 degrees. And WRCT with new music from Winnetka Bowling League to take us to news time.
A list of perfume made the boys dream of hand jobs. Got drunk in parking lots. The chain restaurants are singing brand new way before Jesse got caught. The summers in Montauk before it got whitewashed.
words in there. Luckily, they bleeped them out for you. The website is jthurbershow.com. I'm also on Facebook and Mastodon, taking your request from now until 3 o'clock at Jay Thurber Show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport. On 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport, the news is next. It's 2 o'clock.
The Public News Service Friday Afternoon Update. I'm Mike Clifford. First from CNN, Mid-Atlantic and Northeastern states are set to be inundated with rain and severe weather from the remnants of Tropical Depression Debbie today into the weekend, bringing dangerous flash flooding and the threat of tornadoes. CNN reports flood warnings and watches are in place from the Carolinas up to New England, with the National Weather Service warning rainfall could reach 15 to 25 inches in places. At least seven people are known to have died as a result of Debbie. And Friday's always a day for good news, and thousands of Alabama students headed back to the classroom will get free breakfast and lunch at school.
Six school districts will be opting into the federal community eligibility program for the first time, allowing every student to eat free. Schools once needed to have at least 25% of their students qualify for free school meals, but the USDA loosened the participation threshold to 40%, helping more schools qualify. Latrell Clifford Wood is a hunger policy advocate at Alabama Arise. She says this will account for the needs of all students so they can thrive in the classroom.
In our rural communities, as well as more urban counties, there can be fluctuating degrees to which childhood food insecurity is experienced in those counties and municipalities.
In Alabama, there is about $44 million of school meal debt, according to the Education Data Initiative. Shantia Hudson reporting.
And new standards have been approved for livestock carrying the USDA certified organic label, although it'll be a while before they're required.
Nebraska has over 400 USDA certified organic operations, and those raising livestock will have to observe the new standards by January 2029 at the latest. Sentient Science reporter Seth Milstein says some of the changes under the new standards may surprise shoppers who choose certified organic meat and poultry out of concern for the animals.
There are various procedures that were just flat out banned in the new standards. Pale docking of cows and gestation crates and farrowing cages for pigs or toe clipping chickens. This is stuff that animal welfare activists have been pushing for a while.
Milstein stresses these standards affect only producers with a USDA organic certification, which is voluntary. For Public News Service, I'm Deborah Van Fleet.
And formerly incarcerated Mississippians will share their stories about rebuilding their lives at the Redemption Over Retribution Fall Conference next month. Mississippi has one of the world's highest incarceration rates. Pastor Wesley Bridges says Clergy for Prison Reform is a faith-based organization that supports families with incarcerated loved ones and amplifies their voices.
To shine the light on the fact to Mississippi that second chances work, and we hope to have 100% of people that are formerly incarcerated, because nobody can tell the story like they can tell the story.
The conference takes place at the New Life Fellowship Church in Columbia, September 27th and 28th. This is Public News Service.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it. How do you feel? Ladies and gentlemen, the Network News Hour with Sybil the Soothsayer. Jan Lemming and his It's the Emma's Truth Department. Miss Mata Hari and her Skeletons in the Closet. Segment of Vox Populi. And starring the mad prophet of the airways,
Jay Thurber.